I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta's police chief says the department's archive of dashboard camera video was wiped out in the March ransomware cyber attack. Chief Erica Shields revealed the loss in an interview with WSB-TV.
That is lost, and that will not be recovered. So that could compromise potentially a DUI case if the officer's testimony is not where it needs to be.
Shields says video from police body cameras is still available, and she remains sure that files for criminal investigations are intact. Ken Allen, an official with the Atlanta Police Union, says video evidence is especially important if an officer is involved in a collision or is accused of using excessive force. In an effort to retain their employees, Clayton and Henry counties plan to initiate salary studies in the coming months to make sure they're paying competitive wages. With unemployment figures at near record lows, the counties are concerned that their workers could be lured away by more lucrative offers from neighboring jurisdictions. According to the AJC, DeKalb, Cobb, Coweta, and Richmond counties have recently done similar studies. Law enforcement pay has been a big focus of several of those. A contractor whose work vehicle was hit by a MARTA train at Medical Center Station yesterday has died. 38-year-old Robert Smith of Griffin, Georgia, was an employee of Cleveland Electric. According to CBS 46, MARTA instituted temporary bus service last night to bypass the accident scene, but train service was restored this morning. Atlanta-based Cleveland Electric has a $19.3 million contract with MARTA for an enhanced train control system with communication capabilities between all rail vehicles and the train control center. And reality winner, the former NSA contractor at Fort Gordon outside of Augusta, arrested for allegedly providing confidential material to an online news website, marked 1 year behind bars without bond Sunday. Her supporters gathered outside the windowless jail in Lincolnton, where she's being held to mark the anniversary. According to the Augusta Chronicle, Winner was able to address her supporters by way of a prearranged phone call. Winner pleaded not guilty to espionage charges that carry a 10-year prison sentence. Her trial is now scheduled for mid-October. And Georgia Tech's basketball coach, Josh Pastner, has been cleared of accusations that he sexually assaulted a fan. An investigation commissioned by the school found no evidence to support the allegations. According to the AJC, Pastner had been accused by the girlfriend of a former friend of groping and inappropriately touching her numerous times between 2016 and 2017. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream lost to the Phoenix Mercury yesterday in WNBA action. The final score 78-71. Atlanta drew within 1 point early in the fourth quarter, but then Phoenix pulled away. Atlanta hosts the Connecticut Sun tomorrow night. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.